If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
We've come to the kingdom of God, right? And nobody wants to be around you. Now, don't laugh. Nobody wants to be around you because your speech is contrary to the kingdom. I'm a very analytical person. You've discovered this. I'm very pragmatic, very analytical. And I watch these other shows of other ethnic persuasions. They don't talk like we do. Even their prophecies are different than ours. Our prophecies, you're going to hell. God's going to cut you off. You ain't going to make it. Judgment has come to the house of God. I'm sick and tired of your sins. You get on my nerves. You're a stench in my nostrils. But then you listen to the other ones. I'm visiting you. I'm lifting you. I'm blessing you. I'm healing you of sickness. I'm opening doors for you. I'm taking you deeper in me. Your life will be improved. The joy of the Lord shall encompass your life. Your children will be blessed. All of our children, your child going to jail. They're going to be in jail. And God, but don't worry. Don't worry. God, they're going to meet God in jail. Oh, well, that really blesses me. So my child's got to get 10 to 15 years so he can meet God. But the other persuasion, God's meeting their kids in the bassinet. They just bring them home from the hospital speaking in tongues. Our kids come home with curses. Why? Because that's what the prophecies are saying. You're going to die. You ain't going to have nothing. You ain't going to have no money. Life is not because God doesn't want you to be successful. He wants you to be miserable. So we wear misery as a badge of honor. Those folks of other persuasions, the deeper they are, the more they laugh. The deeper they are, the more they laugh, right? There was a time when there was this laughter movement going through the church, okay? And it was Pentecostals, to a large degree, that were shutting it down. That laughter ain't of God. That laughter ain't of God. They forgot the psalm where David said, when the Lord visited us, we were like those who laughed. Because when you get delivered, you got something to laugh about. Now here you have two people that are not born again, and both of them have long donkey-like faces, right? Just long and miserable, right? Okay, one gets saved, but still has the same face. Why should the other one get saved? See, do you think Jesus walked around deep? God would like for you to dig into the deepest recesses of the Word of God. No, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord. Why would God connect your healing to your laughter? A merry heart doeth good. This is what's written. You're about to enter into this land. I understand that your previous generation, the ones who said we couldn't go in, they're all dead except for Caleb and Joshua. Everybody else died. Everybody 20 years and older died. Why? Because they said we couldn't go in. You can't fight God. If God says, I'm moving this church to do so-and-so, right? I'm moving this church. This is what they're going to do. And you say, I ain't giving. I ain't doing so-and-so. He gonna move you and send somebody else to take your place. You can't stop the move of God from a perspective of your own single idea. I ain't gonna participate. I'm just not participating. You actually think that you are winning? God says, I'm calling everybody to 3 nights of fasting and prayer. And you say, I ain't going. You think, oh, and God is sitting there and saying, oh, what am I going to do? They're not here. He just says, fine, I'll move you so you can never come back. See, we don't think that God does those things. He does. He told Moses, he said, because they have dishonored me and said they couldn't go into the land that I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If they don't go in, then I'm a liar. So here's what I'm going to do. If they don't want to go in, then I'm going to raise up a group of people who are going to go in because I can't lie. And so on their way into the land, There are a couple of truths I have to give you. Go to Deuteronomy 6 first before we do 28. Watch this. Now, they're going to go in. The first thing God deals with is your mindset. That's the first thing. This is important. He says in chapter 6, verse 1, these are the commandments, statutes, and judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. You see that? All right. That you might fear the Lord, that's first, and keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your son's son, your grandchildren, all the days of your life, that your days may be. Okay, first thing, stop thinking you have to die at a certain time just because somebody says it. You lock yourself in to a verbal confession of death when God's promising to prolong your life. Well, you know, the Bible said 70, and a score is 20, so 3 times 20 is 60 plus 10 is 70, so I guess 70 is all I got. That's not what the scripture says. He added even in that passage, he said, and if by reason of strength I give you another 10, that's 80. And that's just by reason of strength, which means you take care of your body. You eat right, you exercise. He said, if you eat right and exercise, you can live longer. But we have been programmed into thinking that 65 means preparation for death. Well, let me go wake up some dead people. Hey, Grandma Moses, get up. What is it, Eric? I'm having a good sleep. When'd you start painting? At 100. Hey, Moses, what is it? When'd you go get the people out of Egypt? I was 80. Now let me go back to sleep. Oh, and by the way, I still don't need glasses. Hey, Strom Thurmond, what is it y'all want? I'm the senator from South Carolina. When'd you have your last child? I was 72. When I found me a honey, had me a baby at 72. Wait a minute. 72? Yeah, my name ain't Abraham. I ain't need no help. Look through history, many people reaching that magic age. In fact, from a scriptural perspective, when you hit 60, you are at the place where God can now use you without all the emotional immaturity. Now your feelings don't get hurt every time somebody look cross-eyed at you because you're 60 now. If you don't have a little bit of confidence when the time you get to be 60, you don't need to be doing nothing. If you still have that, I don't know what I'm going to do. They ain't speaking to me. They left me out of the party. You're 60 now. Grow the heck up. Children get all frustrated. I wasn't invited. You're 60 now. Hey, they invite me. I got more time to go shopping. Got more time to bake a 7-Up cake. Don't have to worry about mother's meetings. Got time to bake the bishop a cake. Don't get all upset because they ain't invite you to the leadership meeting. Got time to bake him a cake. You're going to do it all this time. I ain't looking at nobody. In other words, you reach a certain place in your life where that junk just don't bother you anymore. It's like people run up alongside of me in their cars now. And they gun the engine. You know, earlier in my life, I'd slip it into neutral and gun mine. Now I wait till they take off. I don't need to prove anything anymore. God comes up behind me tailgating. I pull over. Go ahead, fool. You in a hurry. And then they're at the light by the time I get there. I just kind of look over and life changes. You don't get all upset anymore. Listen to what he says here. He said, the Lord's going to prolong your life. Woo! If you keep his statutes and his commandments. You do not have to succumb to every disease that attaches to your body. The Lord said to me the other day, he said, why is it that my people always feel that when cancer attacks them, they have to die? He said, I have the same power over cancer as I do over a headache. He said, bring it to me. Tell them, bring it to me. Oh, Lord, I wish I could. Man, I tell you, it gets so frustrating sometimes. You know, the Lord said, he said, you teach my people, teach them my word. And stop, tell them to stop asking me to heal stuff and start asking me to replace it. Stop saying, God, heal me of the diabetes, and say, God, give me new pancreas. See, you go to other countries and you see this phenomenal power of God to the point where legs grow back. It's not because that's a different God. It's because it's a different people. Those people actually believe that God can do it. And when God finds faith, baby, if your faith rises above your doubt, watch this. Watch this. You're a child of God, right? All right, watch this. Why is it that when you buy a home and you take out the mortgage, why have you settled on the fact that it's going to take you 30 years to pay it off? Why do you let the bankers tell you what it's going to tell you take you to pay it when God can pay it in a short period of time or even pay it off before they even start your billing? Have you ever gone to God and have you ever said to God, Lord, I've been leaning on this person or this situation for a number of years. It's time for me to kick this crutch and believe you.
If you believe God,
for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 4517A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen. You are cordially invited to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. to celebrate the 23rd church anniversary of Lighthouse Deliverance Gospel Church. This event takes place on Friday, August 4th at 7 p.m. Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church is located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. For further details, visit our website, BethelDeliverance.org.